listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Oh, I'm so excited today for today's show. I'm in LA, Ilona Europa, host of Accent on LA Talk Radio. And with me, I will be having so many wonderful guests, and they are all over the world. We'll be having amazing mystery man from UK, and I will introduce him in a second. We'll be having phone call from Dubai, for hopefully from Texas also, and from Seattle. How amazing in one show we can put all of these people together. But that's what Accent On show is about people who are successful, who have amazing accents, who just do life their own ways, and that's what excites me, and that's why I'm in LA, and I'm trying really do a good job to introduce all of these wonderful people to us. Our first guest is with me right now on the line, and this is Chris Jones. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ilona. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you very, very well. We are live, and Chris is calling from UK.
Yes.
Where are you today? Where is your place?
Actually, I'm in Notting Hill Gate with my roommate. Is Top Cat. He's a DJ, and I just woke him up. He was snoring, actually.
Good for him. Okay, wake up.
But he was dead. We're live.
We're live. Hello, DJs. I am known to be called Underground Diva because also I'm crazy about electronica and dance style of music, and had some few good luck with few songs and are played all over. And, you know, finding Chris Jones' sound was something that really surprised me. And, Chris, I can introduce you very, very well, probably, because I read so much about you, I listened to your music. But you know what? I think you are the king of yourself, or prince of yourself, or you are just god of yourself. Or can you explain us? Because you are not only a gorgeous man, you have this amazing career to being a model. You are a singer, songwriter. You are releasing right now your album, and we'll be playing your single from the album called
Strong.
I love this word, and I'll explain why. I have a few lines in my music calling I'm stronger every day and stuff like that. I just love this word, strong. And, okay, Chris, if you can explain us, who is Chris when it comes to music?
Well, I started a few years ago. You know, I was modeling many years ago, very successful actually. And then I started my first single in Paris, actually. And then from Paris, I moved to Tel Aviv, Israel, where I started recording some other tracks there in Studio Ruli. My sister is Grace Jones, of course, and my brother is Bishop Noel Jones. He has a major church called Refuge Temple in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, we could have him once on our show. That would be great.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure he would love to come there. And I've just been traveling around the world doing various projects. Now I'm in London recording my new album called No Flowers, No Trees. And it's about conservation. It's about how we're destroying the Amazon and shark fin soup and all those things that don't seem like they're really matter, but we're definitely changing the ecology of the earth. And also, we're destroying a lot of things that we need. Example, you know, we need the bees for the vegetation. I mean, if there's a shortage of bees, then we'll have no fruits, we'll have no vegetables. So they're just little minor things that we need to be aware of. And I think that the new album is going to be talking about some of these issues.
Now that's really a big problem in front of us. I have a cool question. Do you have air conditioning on in your place? Because we hear big, big sound coming out of your home, house.
No. There is no air conditioning.
Is no air conditioning? Then I'm not sure. We have just very big sound coming out.
I think it's coming from your way.
Okay.
I do, because...
Oh, right now we have, more quiet.
It's gone?
Yeah, it's perfectly right now, quiet. Very, very good. Okay, Chris, I would like to just introduce our listeners to your music. But before you become your singer, you had your also career in modeling. Could you a little bit give us a tiny little bit of what was your youth like? And you had really beautiful covers, and I was just amazed how gorgeous you are. Can you explain us how did this happen that you got your first contract for modeling?
Oh, well, first, being glamorous is expensive.
That's for sure.
No, I started, actually, I was in Syracuse, New York, where my dad had a church, and my mother was a designer, so I guess that's where we got our fashion inspiration from. My mother's also a singer as well. I went to Wilhelmina, New York, 20-something years ago, and they accepted me, and then from there I worked in New York, but I was so exotic looking, they thought I would be better moving to Europe. So that's when I moved to Paris, and I signed with Elite Models, and I worked with them for 7 years. I think at the time, I think it really was ambition, because at the time that I was modeling, there really weren't no markets for black models, but there were a few of us who slipped through, and luckily I was one of them. And that's where my career started.
Wow. And okay, then how easy was for you to just discover one day that you need to add music to your life and need to be very, very serious from this moment on?
Well, I was always, I always liked music. I took classical piano when I was in school, and I really enjoyed music, but I didn't realize, that at the time that, that I could probably do something. And then I met
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, Christian. Hi. I think we just lost Chris. Maybe I need to try to contact him again. Okay, one moment, please.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Hello, Chris?
I'm here.
Okay, I see you, but okay, let's see. Where is my... Okay, resume call. Okay, one second. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, somehow we have little problem. I have on the phone Christian with us, but I don't think so he can hear us. Hello, Christian, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Chris, but I tried to add Christian to our phone call, and I lost him also. Then, yes, one second, we have a real good help from our engineer. Thank you, Ronan. No, Christian from the Texas. This is, yes, we have so
Christian
many.
Christian
Yes, Isles, yes.
Oh, great.
To conversation. Oh, my gosh, I think we'll be soon all together. Woo! Hello, are we all together?
Yes, we are.
Yes, Christian. Hello?
Hello, Chris.
That's
Hi, Chris.
So
How are you?
Good to have three of you. Okay, we need to just make a little round. Like, now, Christian, I need to give you a little bit time to talk to Chris. We were just saying about his moving from modeling into being an artist full way. Chris was saying that he was playing a classical piano and music was very important for him. But I just want to know from this moment, now we have Strong that is supposed to be released on his album, and this is a very unusual, beautiful, beautiful produced song. Then, Christian, this is your friend. Would you like to ask him a question?
Absolutely. I'm so proud of him, and I think the song is wonderful. And first, I wanted to ask you about the song, because I really felt like it, it really kind of starts off very slow, but it still has that dance kind of feeling to it.
Yeah.
And I just love it. And
I did that track. I started the track actually in London, and then my friend Goran Ilicic, actually that track was produced for a Serbian artist. Then when I went to Serbia and I rewrote the music, I said, "Oh my God, this is so amazing." I guess, you know, that Anita, who the song was originally written for, that I wrote it for, I said, well, you know, one day I was sitting at home and these lyrics started coming to me, and strong, are you strong enough? Mm-hmm. You know, and then finally,
well, I mean, the track. The first words in the song are don't bite the man who holds your hand, you know.
Yes. That's about.
Are you talking about any specific person, or what made you come up with the song?
No, but I'm talking about the music industry, and okay. When the man who don't bite the man that holds your hand, I was very fortunate that I had someone to hold my hand during the whole crisis mm-hmm. of producing the album, because you know, as musicians, it's not very easy. Most musicians, you know, most of them are struggling. So
yes.
I was just very grateful that I was able to get that album through with friends of mine. So that's the first lyric is, don't bite the man that holds your hand.
And you say that the album was produced in New York, Jamaica, London, Serbia. And I also see that you borrow Pink Floyd's backup girls for some
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yes, well, actually, they were in London, and my friend Donnie, who is one of the musicians for my sister's band, Grace Jones, while we were in the studio, he said, listen, the Pink Floyd backup singers are here. So I said, well, how much do they cost? And he told me, and we paid, and they came over, and they did the track.
Did they record fast?
Actually, they were so professional, it took them 2 hours to do the backups. But I had already had the backup.
Okay.
Arrangements done,
yeah.
And then all I had them do was follow, and then we added more things to it.
When it comes to arrangement and just idea, what you want to hear in a backing track, how you went about that? Where is your idea? How much really people who collaborate with you brought to this track of their ideas?
Well, for the whole album. Actually, there are, I think, around 10 backup singers. On this particular track, I'm doing the backup with Pink Floyd's three girls. The ideas just come, I think. Once you're in the studio and you start writing, you get the inspiration, you hear all that beautiful music. I just think that it comes. But the basic melody has to be there.
Absolutely.
And add to that.
Wonderful. Then, really, what will be the next step? You have amazing single. We'll be listening to the single in 5 or 6 minutes. And what is the next step? You are touring, you are singing, you are, of course, loved in Europe. Do you have a plan to come to America and also introduce the single to American public? Or this is mostly for European audience?
No, the album is for the whole world, actually. I wrote several things on it for, you know, everything. There's ballads, there's dance, there's techno. I will come to the USA, but then again, you have to find the sponsors, the people who want to bring you there. I mean, I can go to a management team or something there at some point. I would love this to happen, but again, you know, there's also the crisis of finding potential market, the potential manager, you know, so these are things that have to be worked on.
Yeah, what I learned in America that very important is to find independent record promoter when it comes to dance music. If you do not have strong record company behind you, and more artists really are inclined to really, you know, promote themselves and find independent people who just try to push their songs to the radio. And obviously, I know I have few friends, I would love to maybe give you a contact with them, and they would love to probably introduce Strong to American dance radio. That would be probably wonderful. And Harry Towers, this is one of my really dear friend, and he got me to Billboard global charts, and I'm sure your song can just go to the top very soon and very fast.
Well, it sounds easy, and I wish this would be the way it would be, and maybe you can make that possible. If you can do that, God bless you. I would take your offer.
I promise.
But again,
I will introduce both of you, and I think Harry will find you very, very attractive, and your music is just very unusual, beautiful, and I think market right now for dance music is so open for great ideas and individuality, yes. And I think you will be bringing something that I do not hear here yet.
Different collaboration. I mean, it's a combination of Serbia, London, Jamaica, and New York. And these are all the musicians. I used a couple from the Serbian Symphony. The violinist in Strong, the track, he's from the Symphony. The saxophonist. I love the track. I think it's a great track. I think it needs to be heard. And I think it needs to be promoted. But again, I don't have those contacts in the United States yet.
No, that's what we need to do. What about Christian? Do you think we can do something about it?
I think America would love Chris Jones and his new album, and I think we need to get him here real soon. You know, I think it'd be wonderful.
Christian, you're an angel.
Well, you know, what's funny is I met Chris probably 30 years ago. I don't know. It was a long time ago, and I believe I met him at the mansion on Turtle Creek here in Dallas.
Mansion.
And then we lost some time in there, and then I kind of hooked back up with him, and just so excited to have him on the show today.
Thank you so much, Christian. You really worked to make this happen. I tell you, I was in the room sleeping, and I said, oh, God, I got to get up. It's such a jet lag.
I really, really think maybe it's time right now for our beautiful, beautiful song, and first time on American radio, only on Accent, on LA Talk Radio, Chris Jones and Strong. I think we lost it. Oh no, do we have everybody? Christian? Hello, Christian? Hello, again. Oh my gosh, I think this is a live radio. Is this unusual in a cool way? I don't know. Yes? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
That track is called The Last Star.
Yes, I know that, and obviously we sent it a few tracks from your album to radio, and obviously my engineer just chose this over The Strong, and that's a little bit cute surprise, but I will try before end of the show to just play Strong, and we'll be fine, I'm sure. Okay, yeah. Tell me, we play this track. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Okay, this track was remixed in Serbia, and it's called The Last Star because it's a story about someone who's trying to make some success in the music industry. The whole title of the album is Strong, but it also has different tracks talking about, you know, the different avenues of the music business. There's one called Who Do You Think You Are? You Ain't Pretty, You Ain't No Movie Star. That one was written about all my bad managers.
I like that. That's very good.
Yeah. Anyway, my roommate is here, and he's one of the top DJs. He wants to say hello to you.
I would love that. Okay, who we are talking to?
His name is Top Cat.
Top? Hello.
Good evening, Ilona.
Oh, nice to meet you. And it's so good that you both can work together, because I'm sure when you both have performances, are you together on a stage?
He's my DJ.
You have your own DJ. How cool this could be. I have, first and foremost, I would love to know a little bit more about your friend. Could we find out a little bit more? Yes?
Well, Top Cat can tell you about himself.
Okay, please.
All the music industry people.
Okay, I think we need to have a second probably round for this discussion, because I think maybe we can really include two or three more tracks. Maybe we can do like special album for the first time in Los Angeles for American audience. What do you think about this, Chris?
Oh, it'll be awesome, I think.
Can you give me one more night that you will not sleep and will be enjoying your music?
Well, you'll have Top Cat most of that night.
Okay, I know we all work at night, you know, in this industry. Okay, but yeah, I would love to say hi, because we have another guest from Dubai calling, and he's also in a very unusual business of the most expensive clothing in the world. But obviously, you know.
Hello to you.
Yes.
Hi, Ilona.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Good evening.
Hello.
There's another track on the album that I really like. It's called You Talk Too Much.
That would be me, or this is the track that you have
the
for real?
The track on Chris's album, Strong, which is fabulous. It's called You Talk Too Much.
I like that. I could take this track for me too, for sure. Okay, how about have you met?
I knew Donny, who Chris mentioned that he worked on his album, and I went to Berlin to see Grace Jones perform, And then I went to a few more shows in Europe, and I met Chris in Copenhagen about four years ago. And then we became friends, and then we had some mutual friends, and then we hung out, and then the opportunity became that we became flatmates, and he's a wonderful person and flatmate and very inspiring. We play music a lot and get loads of different ideas, and that's it, really.
Yeah, that's it. Great friendship and great music, great production, and nights together and great dancing club. That's what we all live for. And, you know, I understand because I'm, again, amazing. I love electronica. I love dance music. I'm original from Europe, and I just admire whole album. And, again, I will be trying to play strong before end of the show. But, again, if for whatever reason we could make special day that we can maybe do, you know, more tracks because one is not good enough to know the artist. And I just would love to a little bit talk to you more and maybe bring my record promoter from radio also online that you both can meet this way. What about that?
That sounds great.
I love you guys. I just need to say bye-bye, and that's always the hardest. But thank you for today. We cannot wait. And I know album is available on iTunes called Strong, yes?
And you can go to my website, www.chrisjonesmusic.net.
And we love you, Chris. We love you both. And thank you
so
for
much.
The strong
and
album.
Too.
And I see we have a problem with Christian. I will try to connect us, but if I just make something wrong, then I'm so sorry. And we'll be talking again soon, maybe in 2-3 weeks.
Darling.
Okay,
thank you
love
for
you.
Your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, of course. Hello, Christian. Hello, Christian. Oh, we have really unusual situation, but with so many people on the line, that's probably live radio. And, okay, we cannot do anything about it. Christian, I love you. I need to pick up the phone right now from Dubai because we have another guest on the line. And let's see if this will be easy this time or not, okay? I'm going to Christophe Petit. Let's see. I love Skype. God, thank you. Okay, let's see if Dubai can answer us. Oh, I see the special wheel of Wi-Fi calling us, and hopefully we can get connected soon. Oh my gosh, Christophe!
Hello!
Are we together?
Yes!
Oh, this is the most wonderful moment in my life, because last week on Monday, we had just crazy little trouble, and we couldn't get to Christophe, and wasn't our fault. That's always what I love the most. It was all your fault!
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. Okay. But we finally made it.
That's wonderful. Christophe, I really, really, really would love you to explain us what is the company that you represent. And I hope I will be also online a wonderful friend of ours, and Christian Elsk, who is our great beauty contributor. And I know he loves fashion, and he will love to talk to us. Hello, Christian. Are you with us?
I am. I'm here.
I'm so sorry. We got a little bit, you know, crazy left and right because England said bye-bye to us. We played song from the Strong album, but we'll be playing single a little bit later or next time when we really bring album Strong with Chris Jones only for him. And right now we are talking to Dubai and Christophe Petit, and he'll be talking to us about the most expensive jacket and his amazing company that he's representing. Christophe, can you explain us first where we can see the collection?
Okay, so basically, the company is called Private Haute Couture, and the idea was to push the limit of luxury and to find a new definition for luxury. So I have created a collection of exclusive jackets made out of exotic skins like crocodile leather, python leather, you know, ostrich leather. And so the idea was to create something kind of new and unique. So most of the companies, you know, in the fashion industry, what they do is that they take exclusive product and then they bring technology or whatever, you know-how and an excellent design, and excellent people that work to build something. So this is something that anyone can do. And there's many companies that are working like this. What I tried to do was to, at the end, go a little bit further and to give a chance to the client, instead of going to a store and buying something that has been created by someone else, it's to get the client involved in the whole process of creating the jacket. Mm-hmm. So basically, The first thing is that we don't have a store. The designer fly to the customer, and together they work on the definition of what the customer wants, his taste, and the color that will match, you know, and the design that will match his lifestyle. And then we create together the perfect jacket. And at the end, since the client has been involved in that process, we do not promote our own brand, and we tag everything with the name of the customer. So it's everything is like super exclusive. We use the best product. The buttons and zipper are made in, you know, ivory, either ivory, bones, stones, gold, diamonds. I mean, we have an unlimited choice of accessories to put on a jacket.
And you need to add a little bit a stone that all ladies love. We are talking diamonds. You have some places the diamonds also will be included. Yes, because I think outside of this million-dollar jacket that you need to a little bit tell us a little tiny more about that. You also created
the diamonds were like 4 carat, weren't they?
I have Sorry?
The buttons were like 4 carats, weren't they, a piece? Large, weren't they?
On one jacket, this is not the million-dollar jacket that we're talking about. The one that you've seen probably on the website is just I would call it regular jacket, but there is also something a little bit amazing in that jacket, of course. The buttons, every button, there's 5 major buttons made out of gold, and each of them includes 4-carat princess cut clear white diamond. And the zipper, they include emerald cut 5-carat diamonds.
Wow.
And there are four of them on the jacket.
Do you think, Christophe, then when you have lady in your arms and she will say, I'm so cold, could you little give me this jacket for the moment? Will you be able to give her like with no problem, or you will think twice before you put the jacket on the lady's arms? What do you think?
No, listen, when I come back to LA, Ilona, I'll definitely give you the jacket and you can wear it for one night.
Okay, I will be cold all the time. I don't want to get used to, but thank you for
your Ilona, I think how you're working this. You're working this so when he comes back to LA.
I know.
It's all coming out now.
I know, Christophe is flying all around the world. I know he's a very busy businessman. I know that outside of this wonderful collection that he's producing, you also are doing a lot of things in art. And I am not sure that you want to focus on that today, but if you would like to explain a little bit who is really Christophe, we would like to know more about you.
I noticed that he had a lot of really beautiful colors on the jackets and the purses that they were designing in. What do you see as kind of the trend right now, or is it just depending on that particular person's taste?
We didn't understand the question. Could you repeat?
Are you seeing more colors, like in the leather jackets and purses? You know, like I noticed on your website, some beautiful colors, you know, coming in the spring.
There's a very wide range of colors, of course. But the thing is that, again, you know, the whole idea was to push the limits. And so what we can basically do, like, for example, if you come and you say, I have a belt of this amazing blue color that I like, we can go to the tannery, choose the leather that you want, and color it with exactly the same color. So I could basically, if you have a belt, I could do the jacket and the shoes that will match the exact color of your belt.
That's really amazing, because you really are asking your client who comes to you and say you try to make their dreams come true. They have something in their mind that is unique, probably, and you say, I can do this for you. Nobody else ever will have the same. If this is about jackets or like belts, I know that also this wonderful collection offers luggages, yes, and I think jewelry.
Yeah, we have jewelry, accessories, belt, purses for ladies, shoes, jacket for men and women, and we can even create any product that you wish. For example, if you come and you say, I need a box for a bottle of wine, we can do it.
Wow. But how we can find you? Because, you know, to find a client, I know you have your own ways. You are very successful, again, businessman. And, again, I need to have you here in LA studio because we'll be talking about charities, because you are involved in so many wonderful projects about your art, about your, you know, connections with painters, about so many things that you are just, I don't know, you do so many things in your life. And now this is this the biggest things that you do right now? Is this something that you are focusing 100% attention on this collection?
I'm focusing on that. I've been working on that for almost a year. It took me a year to find the perfect concept. And so just now we just opened the website. We're going to change it a little bit, update it a little bit, because there are a few things that I want to change and to add. But yeah, I'm focusing on that for now, but definitely I'll go back to my other business as well, of course.
Oh, we want to know more about you for sure. You are a very interesting man. And again, if somebody wants to contact you, you prefer contact via your website, yes? Could you give us
the website? Yeah, you have to. I mean, you can find all our contact on the website. There's also a link where you can directly call on Skype. We have phone numbers in the Middle East, in Europe, and in America. So the website is www.privatehautecouture.com.
Obviously, you know, we can find this website address on Accent on LA Talk Radio and on Facebook, and also on LA Talk Radio page for Accent On. All information will be there, and a link will be directed towards your website. And Christian, I know that you know so much about beautiful clothes, and you are our guru when it comes to about beauty. Can you tell us, do you think that clients, very rich clients, Christopher, you will have trouble to find, or they are everywhere?
I think this is brilliant. I think what he's doing is brilliant. I worked for many years for Barney's New York, and I've worked for Neiman Marcus for many years, and in couture and men's designer, and you know, the quality of his work and styles that I see on the website are fantastic. So I really think that he's going to have a very busy person on his end, you know.
Wow. Christopher, when you are back to LA?
I'm going back to Europe next week I'll be in Cannes for the film festival, where we're going to auction for a charity one of the jackets, and then I'll be on my way back to California sometime around the 20th of June.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, no, sorry, it's 20...
May?
No, 30th of May. Yeah, 20th, I'm still in Cannes, and anytime between the 25th and 30th, I'll be back to LA.
Oh, that's wonderful, because, you know, I will be in Europe until 11th June, and then we can somehow get on the phone, on Skype, or we need to have you in a studio, because I would love to touch any of your project and just describe the softness of the leather. And, you know, I think I can tell ladies, how does this look when you look at the man who has this amazing jacket on himself. I think this is, you know, the first look will be like, wow, I cannot believe, you know, this is so beautiful. And I have so many jackets in my closet. In Europe, you are wearing them over and over. In LA, maybe. No, we are wearing a lot of jackets in LA.
Yeah, definitely. You know, in the winter, and you know, some of them are very light, and they're even for the summer or spring, they're perfect.
Yes. Then, again, I will send people to www.privatehautecouture.com. Please, we have Accent. If somebody wants to see the website, please check our Accent On web on Facebook, our link, and we have all the information there, and also LA Talk Radio Accent On, and we can download this show, and we can read and listen what Christopher is explaining us about this beautiful collection. Sorry, nobody can really afford this, or few of us can, but doesn't matter. If we can afford even belt, if that's what we can have and that's what is our dream, nothing wrong with that. Let's start from the belt. What about that, Christopher?
Yeah, exactly. You always have to start with something.
Yes. And I know that you probably will be having big opening in LA. I think the collection needs to be shown somebody, yes?
Yeah, definitely. I'll bring some of the jackets back to California, and I'll definitely come to see you.
Hello?
Alona, it's Julie Miller.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. We just finished little abruptly our conversation with Dubai, but again, whatever happened, happened, and we were talking about the most expensive jacket in the world.
And oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's like a million-dollar jacket. We were talking to Christophe. Christophe, if you can hear me, I'm so sorry, but we have a lot of people online, and right now we have a time for our another guest, and I know that Christophe will be back in LA studio. Maybe not with this $1 million jacket, but some of the jackets that he is right now creating for his beautiful new company. And I know, you know, $1 million jacket, not everybody can afford. But Julie, you are here to help us, Julie Miller, Dr. Julie Miller, to find out if we can be self-starters in and just start company that maybe in a few months from now will produce another amazing clothing line for $1 million. Like,
can you imagine? I can't imagine. That's fantastic. Well, that's a self-starter for you. Well, you know, Alona, we're both self-starters, and as you are profiled in my book, Secrets of Self-Starters, we know that one of the things people often ask me at my speeches is, you know, how do I know I'm a self-starter? You know, what does it take to be a self-starter? And my first response to them is, you drove yourself to the speech, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you had enough vision and idea of what you wanted to gain from what I had to say that you took that step. And that's what I tell people, that the very first thing to remember is that all these self-starters in the book and everyone I've met took the next step, towards their dream, towards their vision, towards their passion. They just kept on going.
Huh. Okay, that's very interesting. But, you know, sometimes we have these moments that we feel like will never happen. What then? Do you, yeah.
You know, it's so, yes, exactly. Or I'm stuck. Or,
yes.
or I'm so stuck, I can't get unstuck. You know, I think it comes back to this, Alona, and you are truly the poster child for self-starters. And that is that you are the author of your own life. And if you don't grab hold, and if you don't get some courage and become fearless, and I know that's scary stuff. That's why we don't do it alone. That's why we have other women, other friends, cohorts, colleagues that hold our hands as we walk along. But if you stay stuck, you'll never achieve your potential as a human being. You're on this world, on this planet for a reason, and it's so important to be able to fulfill that. And I'm talking about people that have their own businesses. I'm talking about people who have robust careers in corporations that are making a difference in their little world, a difference in their team, a difference in the company's bottom line, a difference in innovation. That's what it's about.
I know, Julie, I know that you work with so many wonderful companies, many in Fortune 500 companies, and you are talking to 750 professionals, and you teach people how to just not give up the hope that is something there to dream on and to reach for, is always there. And just sometimes second time around, life seems like it will get you nowhere. But this is the best time to just really think through what is the next maybe 20
yes.
years that we'll be doing, and it's
yes.
scary out there. Do you think the more who is afraid the most of starting again and being a self-starter?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I think it's all over the spectrum. I look at 20-something-year-old students who are just out of college going, you know, I don't know what to do, and so therefore I'm going to work, no offense to Starbucks, but I'm going to be a barista at Starbucks and stall my career after their parents, and they paid for their education.
Wow.
So I see that. I see it with returning veterans that are coming back into the workforce trying to figure out what is their vision for their life, you're right, for the next 20 years. What am I going to do with my time here that will make a difference in my life, my career, my business? I'm also looking at people that are retiring and don't have a vision for that retirement, and also for people in their 50s and 60s who are kind of in the more mature stage of their careers and trying to figure out, gee, what's next for me?
Yes, and the life cannot be so sad. You know, what next for me sounds almost depressing, but I think you will show us how, and you tell us this could be the best time of our lives. Because for this moment on, we have a little bit safety. Probably we have our babies or children already grown up, and probably they are doing okay in life, or okay, hopefully. And
right.
Hopefully, you know, we are still together and married. If we are not, we still need to hope for better lives ahead of us. And I think this is like a game. Like, also, you go to the store, to candy store, and you see these beautiful, colorful wraps, wrapped candies. And do you think, which one I really want to try? And mostly, you always decide on one or two. And I think in life, it's very similar. You know, we need to try the new things. If not, we'll be over and over eating the same candies. And even when we don't like them anymore, we are used to eating them, and we are not buying anything else, or like going to the same restaurant, picking up the same, you know, two or three foods. And Julie, I want Dr. Julie Miller, I would love people to know how to find you, because you can give them amazing advice.
And well, thank you very much. Well, they can go to selfstarterzone.com. That's selfstarterzone.com. And we do have programs and handbooks at work. But you know, Alona, I think it's very interesting. I think that there is a huge transition going on in this country. And because of the recession, everybody has learned that they have to solve it themselves. They have to be a self-starter. And I believe everybody is a self-starter. You just have to go back and access your strengths. But you know, everybody has a vision. Oh, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to have this career move, and oh, maybe I'll open a business, or I'm going to marry this guy, and you know, my life is going to be this way. And I think what happens is we grieve for what doesn't occur, and we get stuck, and we get afraid, and we don't move forward. And I think that people think that life is a straight line, and you more than anyone could share the, you know,
yes,
the peaks and valleys, and we've
absolutely
all had them.
Yeah.
But it's going back and thinking about, what is my purpose to do? What are my strengths? What do I bring to the table that offers other people my talent to a team, to a corporation, to a business, to my own career, my own business, that will sustain me and that I have passion about. You know, people, I think I've told this story, but it just is so true. This accountant called me up and said, you know, I'm an accountant. I said, okay. And she says, I hate numbers.
Oh, boy.
That's... Yeah, and I said, wow, that's a problem, considering that is your world. And I said, but what do you love about what you do? She says, well, I love helping people. I love how my skill set helps people. And I said, there it is. There it is. The numbers are the vehicle to get you there. I mean, no one loves every day the humdrum, but you have to look at what is it that you dream about. And you know, I giggle about this, and I know you would, particularly being a singer, is, you know, when I was young, I wanted to be this backup singer for a rock band. I thought, would that be the coolest job? Well, you know, I can't sing, and my dancing isn't too great. But you know, I'm still in front of audiences. I still have that opportunity to talk to groups, go into companies and talk about being a self-starter, how to do it. And so I got my audience, but not as a backup singer.
That's very, very good. Thank you for people that they don't need to listen you to sing. But we love to hear your advice. And then I like the idea, just wake up in the morning. Maybe this will be Monday, because everybody, maybe Sunday. No, Sunday is a beautiful day to rest. But let's do Tuesday, because Mondays are tough. Tuesday, and we wake up in the morning, and we put paper in front of us. And instead of saying maybe what really is my dream, maybe we can say what I really do not want to do with the rest of my life also. Then, you know, if you are sure about what really bugs you, about what you were doing before and what you do not want to do, you know, next day, we can focus on the stuff that we really enjoy. Like you said, if this is talking to working with charities, if this is a lady who doesn't like numbers, she can teach how to
make
it.
That's right.
You know, but she
right, exactly. That's excellent advice. And I think that, and I think you are right. I think it's pen to paper. I really do think it's self-reflection. And you know, sometimes it's asking other people, what do you think? And that's a really good exercise. Go around and ask other people. If you could come up with one or two words that describe my strengths, what would you say they were?
Wow.
And you get some data from other people, and then you can look at that and see how it lines up and say, wow, and what do you think I'm good at? And then you can come back and look at that. I mean, I've reinvented myself at least 5 times.
Yeah,
and, and it has been with the help of others. You know, it really does take a village to help us all be successful. It is not... no woman is an island. I don't believe that. I think you need a group of people to help you move forward and take that next step, holding your hand, guiding you, encouraging you, cheerleading you. And we have self-starter coaches that will help you do that. And as I said, we have the Jumpstart program on the selfstarterzone.com site that you can buy and work through yourself. Or, you know, you can have one of our coaches help you. We've had marvelous results. Really exciting results with people that have done that.
Maybe next month when I will be back from Europe, I would love to pick like one maybe business staff or one samples of lady or gentleman who just did something and then they moved to completely different direction.
Yes. I'd love to share that.
And one day maybe we'll be even having a guest with us, with you. You can really ask them a question. How did they, you know, how did it change their life from what
perfect, it, perfect. I have just the person in mind, too. She'd be very interesting to have on with me and have her talk about her journey. Yeah.
I would love to. And I know that you are from time to time in L.A., and, you know, we could have also your guest with us in
yes.
the studio. That would be just marvelous because, like you said, I think we need to think that we need to self-start probably in life 2 or 3 times anyway. Then why not start to think about this now instead of in 2-3 years when, you know, you can be surprised, uh-oh, and what now? Dr. Right. Julie Miller, I love you. Thank you so much for calling from
Thank
Seattle.
You, Elena.
And I hope we'll be talking to you next month and maybe with your guest. And we'll be announcing this on a Facebook and LA Talk Radio, who will be coming
Very
with
good.
You.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Selfstarterzone.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.